I'm Emily Proctor. Last month, the Boy Scouts of America lifted their ban on gay scout leaders. But Boy Scout officials in Montana say it's too soon to tell whether the national organization's policy change will have much of an impact here. In 2013, the Boy Scouts began allowing opened or avowed homosexual scouts into the organization. But the new policy allowing gay scout leaders leaves room for discrimination. It says scout units can choose their leaders based on their religious beliefs. So if they don't agree with the gay lifestyle, they can still prevent the person from being a leader. Kim Layton of the Montana Pride Foundation, an organization who advocates for LGBTQ equality, says she's happy with the progress.
We believe that Boy Scouts work with youth at a critical and formative time in their lives, and this will make it even more important that scout leaders represent the diversity and breadth of our community.
But Layton is worried that some roadblocks may come into play.
However, we do find it disappointing and wrong that troops sponsored by religious chartered organizations are still able to continue discriminating against scout leaders based on their sexual orientation. And we do hope that these troops do the just and caring thing by welcoming everyone as scout leaders.
Each scout group is sponsored by an organization. And if that organization's beliefs don't agree with gay sexual orientation, they still aren't required to allow these leaders in their units. Senior Scout Executive for Boy Scouts of Montana, Gordon Rubard, says 65 to 70% of Montana's scout units are sponsored by religious organizations. In North Dakota, the Bishop of Catholic Diocese of Bismarck ordered parishes in the western part of the state to sever sponsorship ties with the BSA. The Mormon Church says it's reevaluating its relationship with the Scouts. Rubard says the Mormon Church is the single largest sponsoring church organization for the group.
In terms of their pulling their funding, I think their funding will be directly related to their continued involvement in scouting, or if they chose to not be involved in scouting. And if they decided not to, that would definitely be a loss to the scouting program, both locally and nationwide.
According to the Salt Lake Tribune, the Mormon Church sponsors more than a third of Boy Scout troops nationwide. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Emily Proctor.